Could you really make it better?
On November 17th, Carl Meyer defied a checkpoint at a nonviolent protest against the SOA at Fort Benning because he believes it violates not just his guaranteed Fourth Amendment rights, but just about everything he stands for as an American.
You've explained all you're going to explain, then.
I'm not convinced. If you want to go to jail,
arrest me, you can arrest me.
But if you arrest me, I believe it's an unconstitutional
arrest. That's
right. I'm trying to defend your rights.
All right.
Take him in the custody.
No, y'all back up. All right, sir. You come on the other side of these tables without being searched, you're going to be subject to getting arrested. Back up now.
Okay, y'all on private property.
Meyer was arraigned the next morning and was being held on a $250 bond. You should know that while awaiting release, it is believed that each person arrested that day was held overnight in shackles and that the temperature of the facilities were kept as low as 39 degrees.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Gonna keep on walking, keep on talking.
This January, Meyer will be going to court, as will over 90 other people arrested speaking truth to power that same day. I stood about 11 feet away from Carl Meyer while he defied that Israeli-looking checkpoint, and I can tell you I firmly believe that we are watching our human rights erode right before our eyes. The people eroding them know they are violating our human rights, and it looks like they are working as swiftly as they can, knowing full well that these will in time be challenged, and rights will someday be upheld. But for now, they are getting away with something very grave, something very immoral and unethical, and something fundamentally un-American. Who will stand up for our very rights when the rest of us fence sit, hesitate, stand apathetic? None but the likes of Carl Meyer.
And I believe it must be confronted in order to defend the constitutional rights of the people of Georgia.
Sir, you need to back on off. You need to back on off. Go on. You've done had your say now. That's all we're going to hear.
Thank you, Carl Meyer, for standing up, walking forward, pushing these issues, and leading us through Homeland Security, past Homeland Security, around Homeland Security. Vesta Amos, Carl Meyer, we will win, no matter
ain't
how
gonna let no jail cell turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no police brutality turn me around. Talking and gonna build a brand new world. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Gonna keep on walking, keep on talking. Gonna build a brand new world.
Till someday when the school of assassins says ya basta and nunca mas. I am Marco, no last name, for the independent media movement.
If you knew that you could change the world, would you really make it better? If you knew that you could change the world, would you really make it better? Change the world, would you really?